This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1243. Don't be at a loss for IELTS health questions.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
One of the most common topics on the IELTS exam is health. Today, we'll share vocabulary and sample answers so you'll be ready for speaking part one questions about sickness and visiting a doctor.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Aubrey, are you feeling healthy today?
I am feeling healthy. I'm just sort of getting over a cold and I feel great today. What about you?
Yeah, I don't get sick very often.
Same.
Surprisingly, because if one has children at home, one expects to get sick more often. But
right,
they're bringing home
germs from school. That's pretty standard. But I agree. Somehow I remain immune to all of the school germs.
We're lucky. So guys, today we are talking about a specific student question, and we are going to provide some sample answers for speaking part one, health questions. Aubrey, is health a common IELTS topic?
Absolutely. I see it all the time on task two, but also on speaking it comes up. Mm-hmm. You might get it part one, part two, describing a trip to the doctor. It could come up anywhere. You need to be ready with topic-specific vocab.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So let's read out this question first.
Okay, here's our question. This is from Shafi in Toronto. Hi, guys. I always enjoy your episodes. Thanks. Today, I have a question. My question is, how can I talk to my doctor? Can you please make a topic about visiting a doctor? Thank you very much. And we are co-opting this question for IELTS because, yes, you need to be able to talk to your doctor, and you also need to be talking about visiting a doctor on IELTS.
And there's really a lot of possible cultural and traditional takes on this because in part three or writing task two, you could be asked about traditional medicine, speaking about preventative medicine versus curative medicine is always an interesting go-to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What does that mean, preventative and curative?
Yeah. So anything you do to prevent, if you're going to the doctor for a checkup just to make sure everything's great, right? We don't have any lumps or bumps or anything that could cause problems. That's all preventative. You're just going for a regular annual checkup. And often those are totally covered by insurance because they want you to make sure everything's looking good. Whereas curative is when there is a problem that needs to be fixed, and now we're going to the doctor to fix something in particular.
Yeah, I find also it's easy to work in the ideas of Eastern medicine versus Western medicine when you're talking about this type of stuff, because Eastern medicine has a lot more preventative measures than Western medicine does, you know, like certain herbal supplements or acupuncture or massage or just sort of addressing the body to maintain health, if not increase health, in these quote unquote alternative ways. I consider a lot of that to be preventative medicine. Even exercising, I think, is preventative medicine to some extent. Whereas curative medicine, we really depend on a lot of Western ideas for that, you know, like surgeries and pharmaceuticals, right? pharmaceuticals is a great word instead of saying medicine or drugs, right? Chemical, man-made drugs. So that's more on like the Western medicine, the curative side of things. So we really need both, but both of these ideas are important to think about for you guys. So you start to have opinions and ideas and examples about these things, because this topic, like we said, does come up a lot on IELTS.
Exactly. You need to be able to write about it for task two in lots of different ways, lots of different takes on that topic. And then also speak about it informally on part one, like the answers we're going to show you today, mm-hmm. or a little more formally for part three questions about how health issues affect society in general.
Yeah, I know that we've done some health sample answers for part three on YouTube, and we've talked about it in, you know, writing task two ideas. Mm-hmm. So I'm really happy we're doing some part one questions today, because you don't see a lot of examples of this. Usually when you're looking up material related to health questions and IELTS, it's the formal stuff. It's the difficult stuff. But this could come up in part one as well. So that's why this question was so exciting to see, because we're like, yeah, like how do we talk about visiting doctors in an informal way?
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited for this. Let's dive in for some part one questions, and then we'll provide feedback for each other's answers after, so you guys can see the vocab we use highlighted and how we're making these answers more informal, even though it's about a topic that you sort of always think about as being pretty serious and formal.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. They both come in giftable boxes with savings up to $46 and free shipping for a limited time. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
All right, so let's get to the first question. Aubrey, what do you do to stay healthy?
I am a terrible example of this. I know that you should get a lot of sleep to stay healthy, and I have so much difficulty sleeping that I do make some attempts to stop looking at screen, you know, earlier, several hours before going to sleep, and drink a lot of water and try to have like a nighttime routine. All of the things were suggested to get better sleep, but it's not helping. It doesn't do anything. So I'm kind of at a loss for how I can be more healthy.
That was like perfect.
Do you love how my answer is actually like, I don't. Right. Here's an interesting way of saying like, I know what I should do. Like, it's not working. Whatever I'm doing is not working.
I love the direction you took on that, because it shows all of our listeners, all of our students out there, how important it is to just trust yourself and not worry about having a right answer.
Absolutely.
Because you went with the first thing you thought of, right? How, I mean, this was top of mind. I need more sleep. I don't feel healthy. And it answers the question, right? And you have fantastic fluency, because there's no pauses where you're trying to think of the right answer. The pronunciation, the intonation was very real, very expressive, because again, this is top of mind. This is something you have feelings about. So great, great sample answer, and a few words to point out. First of all, just saying difficulty as a noun. Students use it as an adjective all the time, but saying, I have a lot of difficulty, verb ing. I have a lot of difficulty sleeping. I have a lot of difficulty smiling.
Drinking enough water. That's what I have difficulty with. I have difficulty drinking enough water.
Me too. Oh my gosh. Hello, cup of coffee that I just held up for YouTube subscribers. Okay. And then the last thing you said, at a loss. Mm. I am at a loss as to how I can do this better. So at a loss is like, I have no idea. I don't know what to do right now. To be at a loss. Such a great phrase.
Yes, that's such a good idiom. I'm glad you pointed that out because it's band six or lower to say, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah, but totally.
You can throw in this idiomatic language to say, I am totally at a loss here. It's increasing your pronunciation because that intonation is interesting and really boosting your vocab score. And you can fit it in anywhere.
And here's something that just occurred to me. Guys, write this down because this is a great filler for difficult questions, unfamiliar topics, or questions you just don't know how to answer, right? So if the examiner asks you a really tough question, something you don't know about, you could be like, I'm at a loss for what to say about this topic. Like, that's perfect. That's so it good. Buys time to think. It's great vocab. And then remember, like, you do have to say something, you know, connected to the topic, but still, this is a great filler phrase. Okay, let's do one more sample answer. Do you want to ask me one?
Yes. Jessica, do you visit the doctor when you feel sick?
No. Visiting the doctor, honestly, is my last resort because, oh, it's so time consuming. You have to make an appointment. And usually that appointment you can't get until like way far in advance because doctors are so booked out into the future. So, like, what's the point? You're probably going to be better by then anyway. And for a lot of, you know, sort of run-of-the-mill illnesses like colds and flus, the doctor can't help you anyway. I mean, there's no magic medicine to make this cold go away faster. Besides, stuff that I can do on my own. I could buy zinc tablets. I could take extra vitamin C. I could drink more, you know, green tea and water and get more sleep. Really, it's just letting these common illnesses run their course, and visiting the doctor would be a waste of time.
I'm going to stop you there.
Oh, no, that was
about
enough.
A part one question. And we got to dive into all this amazing vocab you used. First of all, to talk about something being a last resort, right? I go to the doctor as a last resort is such good idiomatic language to say, no, there's lots of other things I would do first. That's my last step when there's nothing else that's going to work, right? And then I know we've talked about this before, but the intonation, if you guys go back and listen to where she says way far in advance, first of all, that slang vocab, instead of saying very far in advance, say way, say super, get that variety of vocabulary to have this more informal vocab and then emphasize it like that. And then great vocab to say booked out. Doctors are booked out, meaning their schedule is full. And then the idiom run of the mill. A run of the mill illness means one that's very common that people get all of the time. And then for an illness to run its course, you said they will probably have run their course is how you said it. This means that an illness will like go through your body and give you all the symptoms and start fixing itself and be done, right? The whole course of everything that happens for the illness. Such great native vocab for all of that you can use in any health topic.
I am proud of that answer.
You should be.
We're definitely going to make this a blog post. Aubrey's going to put all this amazing vocab in there. So go to allearsenglish.com. Aubrey, what number episode is this? This is 1243.
Nice.
So definitely go to allearsenglish.com, search for IELTS Energy 1243. Remember, you can also watch this on YouTube. If you're already on YouTube, listen to the podcast, find the IELTS Energy podcast. And guys, share this podcast if you know anyone who's not just studying for IELTS, but who's learning English just as a fluency goal. I mean, think about this vocab we talked about today, guys. So definitely share this podcast with a friend. And we will see you tomorrow.
Awesome. See you tomorrow, Jess.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.